You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It looks like we are kicking off 2023 with another epic quest for love, as the popular dating game show Love Island returns to our TV screens this Monday. Once again, 10 contestants will enter an isolated villa and try to find love by coupling up, taking on challenges, and trying not to stay single, and kicked off the show. With a mix of participants this year, including an actress, a farmer, a biomedical science student, and the show's first contestant with sight loss, it's turning out to be quite exciting. And of course, we're talking about financial advisor from Essex, Ron Hall, who lost his sight in one eye in a football accident. But what do we hope this representation of sight loss will be like on the show? Well, weighing in on this hot topic is journalist and disability advocate Emily Davison. Emily, lovely to have you back on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So we're, of course, talking Love Island, first contestant with sight loss. What are your feelings around it? Are you excited? Will you be watching the show?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love Love Island. I've been a Love Island fan for ages, so I'll definitely be watching it, as I do every single season.
What has the response from the blind and partially sighted community been like to, I guess, Ron joining the Islanders this year?
So I think that there's been a mixed response. I think that there's been people who are really just up for it and really excited to see a visually impaired contestant join the show. And I also think there's people who have other opinions, people who feel like his sight loss doesn't represent them and their journey, which I think we have to listen to everybody's views. But I think that ultimately, not everyone's visual impairment is going to be the same. And he's one experience. But hopefully this will allow the show to raise important questions and have important conversations around sight loss. And I think it will do some good for our community, and it will give us a platform to actually talk about it using Love Island as that platform. So I think it's going to be a really positive thing that obviously time will tell as the show goes on how his sight loss is shown throughout the show.
And what, speaking of showing sight loss on the show, what generic tropes when it comes to sight loss do you hope they avoid?
One of the main ones is obviously when they say, I've got a text, and, you know, they read their phone and stuff like that. And I think it will be interesting because one of the biggest tropes people have is, if you can't see, how can you use your phone? You know, you think back a few years ago, we had that hashtag blind people use phones when someone was found taking photos of a visually impaired person using their phone without their consent and making comments that they couldn't be visually impaired if they were doing this. And I think that was a response to that. And I think it'll be interesting to see if any of that kind of trope resurges as a result of this show. And the other big one is a visually impaired person pursuing love as well. And I think there's a lot of social awkwardness when it comes to visual impairment and indeed disability as a rule when dating. And I have been many times ghosted on dating apps. I've been blocked on dating apps. I just don't use them because I just don't want to have to deal with people's social awkwardness around me and how it's going to ultimately make me feel. It'll be interesting to see how people respond to having a visually impaired contestant looking for love and what it does for community and what it does to actually represent the fact that we actually do have interests in pursuing relationships and we can have relationships and we're just like everybody else, and just to help kind of normalize people just with visual impairments as well. Obviously he is a male and his journey with sight loss would be different to maybe what a female's would be, because, you know, I can think that if it was a female visually impaired contestant who was interested in makeup, not saying that men aren't, but the point being, obviously if it had been a visually impaired person interested in makeup, there would have been a different response there as well, because people would have been saying things like, oh well, how can they do makeup if they can't see and stuff like that, and that would have been the response. So I think it'll be interesting seeing how the show pans out and how people respond to a visually impaired male being on the show. There might be different things that come up into conversation that maybe I wouldn't have thought about being a woman. I do think that as the show continues to evolve, it will become more diverse. And I think that it will continue to cast more people that represent our society. Just really interesting to see someone who just represents visual impairment and just helps to normalise it in some way. And of course, yes, you know, he won't represent everybody's journey of this, you know, he can't. But I think what he will do is maybe open that door a little bit to allow other people with different types of visual impairments to go online and to talk about their experiences of sight loss from their perspective, whether they have more or less sight than him. And I think it's just going to open a door for all of us. So I think we should all look at it as an opportunity, whether or not we watch the show, whether or not we like the show or endorse the show, it's still an opportunity for us to actually talk about our lived experiences, which we don't get that much of. So I'm all for that.
Well, I certainly hope the show is as exciting as it always seems to be every season. And in the meantime, Emily, it's been fantastic speaking with you once again on RNAB Connect Radio. And I hope we can catch up again as the show continues.
Thank you very much for having me.
And of course, Love Island returns to our TV screens this Monday, 16th of January at 9 p.m. on ITV2.